You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Ableforth's Rum Bullion Spice Rum, Bathtub Gin and Revelry Bar. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Come to mention it, neither do I. Piquant?
Fancy
God
words,
knows.
No time.
Hey, welcome Cordell words. From Revelry Bar on Ponsonby Road. How are you?
With a K. Cordell with a K.
Yes, it is with a K. And I'm quite good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. It's been a really nice day today, hasn't it? Or was it a bit grey?
I can't remember. But I was inside for nearly all of it.
The sun's out now, and we're looking out sort of kind of in an easterly direction here from the BFM studio.
Wow.
Got a bit of blue sky. Cordell's here.
Have you got those GPS coordinates? Or?
The longitude and latitude.
Fun police to my left.
We have been tasting your wares already.
Yeah, so far you've tasted the Cassius, which I'm going to be infusing in with cream. And you've also tasted the bathtub gin, which is our base liqueur today.
Mm. This month on Cocktail Corner, we've had some Ableforths. We've had Rum Bullion Spice Rum, and this is our first little dance with the bathtub gin.
Yes.
Something a bit special. Is there anything that we need to know about this fine drop?
Well, the main botanicals that I'm focusing on working with today that are inside bathtub gin is the orange and the cinnamon.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. So does this sort of lend it to like more citrusy?
Kind of sounds off the season.
Or?
More of a dessert kind
dessert?
Of cocktail.
You're going for down the dessert route?
Yes.
Smart.
I got the biggest sweet tooth there.
That's smart.
Okay. All right. Talk us through it. Make this fine concoction for us.
All right. So a tall glass is preferable, but if you want to be really hipster, you can grab a mason jar.
Yeah.
You want to start off by...
How does it come at revelry bar?
You do struggle.
Why do I struggle saying the word revelry?
It's enjoyable.
I usually grab one of these...
Revelry bar.
You need to be... Do it like a pirate. Revelry bar. Do it every time. Safe as.
Revelry bar.
See, everyone at work just gives up and just calls it revs.
Revs. Okay, revs.
Or I'll just see you at the bar.
So we use one of the beer glasses, not a pint glass,
We've
but
got a tall
more like bottle.
Tall beer glass. Yeah.
So first you want to start off by putting in some ice, just some rocks cubes.
So you're chilling the glass.
Not completely, because that's actually going to have the drink in it with
okay.
the ice.
Okay, sweet.
Right on. Ice is the key.
I notice you've got kind of like a special looking ice that is uncommon for a common folk such as myself. It's quite square. It's quite big as well.
I would have thought that the fact that it's got a hole in the middle would have made
as
it special.
Well? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
sort of
ice cube trays generally have like a square shape to it.
I could have an ice kebab if I wanted.
All right, cool.
All right, so
noted. Square ice with a hole in the middle.
Whiskey.
Get your jigger and get 30 mils of butterscotch.
Butterscotch, that's right.
Can I have a whiff of that, actually?
Apparently this leaked.
Yes.
You've got a bit of butterscotch on your self.
Yeah, someone didn't actually close the lid at work.
No, I've got it on my hands too.
That's
thanks.
Perfect. I'm just going to look from afar. Thanks,
I'm just
guys.
Just going to rub it on my pants. No one can see me do that. It's fine.
Sticky patches are natural.
We just popped the gin.
Yes. So if you'd like to have a whiff before I pour it, that's the bath of gin. Very... aromatic.
And you're saying apricot.
I'm more into like this.
Yeah. Alright, so you do 30 mils of your bathtub gin.
Ooh, it's nice colours here.
See, and my favourite part right now.
That butterscotch is sunset.
Oh yeah, the creaming soda.
Oh, and golden circle. Was this straight out the vending machine, not 20 metres away from where we are right now?
That may or may not have been the case. I need to confirm nor deny it.
That's a good creaming soda. I like how it packs the same punch as Coca-Cola as well, same price in the machine. Whereas I know that it's, and I know that it's, it should be cheaper. But
it,
I think good on
be.
You actually though, creaming soda.
Should be cheaper.
It should be. Good on them.
Okay, here we go. Bit of creaming soda, bit of 1994 right now. I'm into it. Oh, do you need to crack it?
No, I did not crack it properly.
Maybe this is where they're cutting cost. Oh no, there you go.
Oh,
hey, wow.
Wow, it's just gone very yellow.
Wow, that's...
With a darker base, which I love.
It's a neon sunset at this point.
All right, so at home, what you want to do is grab Cassius or a berry flavor of your choice. Works well.
Now, a traditional nitrous oxide charger that most of people would be used to, this is like a... this
industrial.
Is a full industrial one used for whipping cream.
Yes, and other sorts, but...
commercial kitchen.
When I first made this at home, I literally just sat there watching The Chamber of Secrets while whipping a bowl of cream.
So I didn't have this at home.
I don't expect people to have this at home. For this.
Okay, so
don't try this at home.
You could hand whip it. Correct, at home.
You can.
Easily.
But that's the one of the easy parts about it is because doing this, you have it in bulk, so if you're marathoning...
You could buy like a whipped cream thing, you know, like nobody freak out here.
It's out of a can.
It's just a pavlova, just ask your mum or whatever, have a conversation, figure out how you make the pav, and then you'll know how to make this cocktail.
So the cream has had the liqueur added to it?
Yep, is the Cassius liqueur.
Okay.
Quite berry and fruity.
About this
is kind of like Ribena that's been left out in the sun, but there was a really good point when it just turned quite nicely
and became really alcoholic.
Yeah.
See, I'm using this to add to the cream for more flavor and aroma.
Oh, this has come all the way from France.
Don't spill that.
France.
That was stainy. It's a stainy item.
Wow.
Your mother will be very disappointed in you if you spill that.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with it, John. I touched base with this about 5 minutes ago.
I love how the French love their digestif and aperitif.
Yes.
They got time. It's a short work week.
So I've put in the canister the cassis,
yes,
and I've put in some cream.
You've left room at the top of the glass as well, worth mentioning.
Yes, that's for the cassis, or the cream to go on top.
Sick.
And I'm about to pop the CO2 canister.
And I should say, you haven't really kind of stirred this around, eh? You just sort of like let it chill on top of the alcohol mixture.
It's an easy built cocktail.
Right.
So yeah.
Max capacity, if you like. As I was saying, I came across it while marathoning Harry Potter movies.
Okay, cool.
I'm feeling pretty confident that I could make this at home.
Have you got a favourite Harry Potter movie just before you?
Goblet of Fire.
Okay. You were kind of pissed off then as well. Don't be stupid.
Oh. Need to shake a little bit.
Oh, invert.
There we go. Yeah.
Apparently, I'm not as good as I thought I was going to be with this.
Oh, here we go. Oh, this is good for if you want to travel with this, I think, as well. You can put it in the front seat of the car, perhaps. Maybe not if you actually change my mind.
Cordell is currently turning the glass and lining the inside with like a whipped cream. So it's kind of like a snow cone type situation.
Looks like a piece of coral right now, actually.
Kind of doing a Mr. Whippy with the bowl of cream.
Looks like that brain coral.
Great
that you
garnish.
See.
Oh, it's getting a sprinkle garnish.
The childish part about me, which loves this.
Hundreds of thousands!
Yes, whee! Hundreds of thousands. I'm a major fan of trying to add sprinkles on that to everything if I can.
Steak.
Did anyone go to one of the shell stations?
I could.
Barbecuing with sprinkles? Heard of it?
So, as you can tell by the change of the colour, how it starts off nice and dark at the bottom, that's basically the complete butterscotch, and as it pales out, you can see the colour change from the butterscotch to the bathtub gin mixing.
I can see
cream
that.
Soda.
It's like a stoned traffic light.
It's definitely like the adult version of a traffic light. There's two straws.
The straw is right at the bottom where the action is as well, so it's kind of like...
We get all romantic up in the place.
Is it up to me to bring the straw up and down to get different vibes, or should I just...
You can, or you can stir it if you like.
Okay, no rules? Okay.
As the volume slowly drops down, you can also mix the cream in, and it'll mix the cassis flavour in with the rest of it.
Sick.
Okay, a disclaimer here. I've put the straws on opposite sides, and I feel that Big
Don't
Hungry
bend both the straws. Bend one straw, and then we'll know. No, they're both bent. I don't know what's going on.
Coming closer.
Might as well just patch.
Lady and Trampet. Look me in the eye.
Just had one sip with a drawing motion, and it was a good call. It's really good. It's nice. Shite, it's really lovely, actually.
It's my main dessert cocktail that I try and do at work, so at the end of the night, something really easy and sweet to finish off the night.
Is there something that's inspired this in particular? Have you built this cocktail around like a classic or a standard?
The actual name of the cocktail is Butter Beer, and that's how I won the argument for whether or not we're going to marathon Star Wars and Harry Potter at my house.
Nice.
So for the sole fact that I could make something alcoholic to drink, I won the bet. It was 3 to Harry Potter and 1 for 3 to Star Wars and 1 to Harry Potter.
This last sip, I sipped starting at the bottom, then dragged it back up to the cream, and then all the way back down. And it's kind of a different vibe. A lot more fulfilling.
I quite like the butterscotch in this beast.
Somebody's asking if we got to Dandy Warhols. No, I didn't, but apparently they reckon it was fantastic, and I'm sure it will be.
Someone's also texting saying this would make a great pie, and it would, actually.
I could see that as a pie. I like making alcoholic food as well.
Did you find a straw cigarette, or...?
I reckon this is definitely, if you've got a huge sweet tooth, if you just couldn't get enough of like scoffing your face with...
Who doesn't like a Golden Circle creaming soda though, eh? That's a good item.
If you don't like a Golden Circle creaming soda, there's something really wrong right now.
Let's not leave the drink lying around.
Okay, do you just want to, if you run us through the ingredients in order, build the cocktail for us once more, but in our minds.
All right, so in your tall glass, you want to fill the glass up with some ice. You would like to add your butterscotch and then your gin. Equal amounts of both 30 mils. And then you're going to top up with creaming soda, leaving some room for the cream on top.
Yeah, I forgot which straw was which. Sorry.
Lovely. Second hand kissing there, eh?
And hundreds and thousands to garnish.
As much as you like. Okay. I'm very childish. Like, I could happily garnish with anything sweet, but I just got a sweet spot for hundreds of thousands.
The chocolate sprinkles would have been cool too.
Someone's texting saying, come on, no straws. From an environmental standpoint, yes, but this drink, no, because you'd end up with
cream
all over your face.
Okay.
Yeah, true. We'll get some paper ones.
Very nice. Hey, thanks so much, Revelry Bar.
Anytime.
Absolutely delish, and big old thumbs up to Ableforth for coming through with another fabulous elk for us to have a muck with.
If you wanted to get your hands on a bottle of Ableforth, you can get some from Glengarry's. Yes!
Proud of you, John.
Cheers. Cheers!
That was Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Ableforth's Rum Bullion Spice Rum, Bathtub Gin, and Revelry Bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.